From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. On Tuesday, the Arkansas Public Service Commission hosted a day-long public hearing on net metering, the industry term for people and businesses who generate their own electricity and push that power back onto transmission lines, typically through photovoltaic solar systems. Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampison was there and has this report.
The Public Service Commission knows how to pack a house, or at least a hearing. The three-member commission heard concerns from more than 100 people Tuesday on proposed changes to the size of private electricity generating systems and charges related to pushing that electricity back onto the grid. Rural Carroll County net metering customer and retired scientist Pat Costner was the first to speak.
Considering the vanishingly small number of net metering customers in Arkansas, this whole proceeding is nothing more than a tempest in a teapot.
The state has about 4 net metering customers for every 10,000 ratepayers, she pointed out.
If we were cancer, EPA would give us a pass.
Not everyone took such a benign view of small net meterers. Lawyer Jordan Tinsley represents Arkansas Electrical Energy Consumers. This is the trade association for paper mills, food distributors, and the like. He said net metering customers aren't paying their fair share, and that means his constituents are footing the bill.
We think that this legislation that was enacted in 2015 was aimed to a large degree at correcting an existing subsidy that's actually harming non-participating customers.
He's referring to Act 827 of 2015 that directed the commission to begin this inquiry into rates and regulations. It's clear from the interested parties some issues are bigger than others. One is whether consumers should have the option to lease power generation from a third party, commonly called leasing. SWEPCO attorney Stephen Kaufman said any suggestion of retail competition should be rejected. It's simply not permitted in this state. Another is whether those who already have systems and signed agreements should be grandfathered in on any revisions. The big utilities lawyers did not like this, but everyone else, including the commission's own general counsel, did. A third is whether the state should cap businesses who would install really big solar systems, bigger than a megawatt, as L'Oreal just announced it will in North Little Rock. The state attorney general's staff lawyer said capping size would surely discourage outside businesses from locating here in the future. It will be weeks before the commission's recommendations go public. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampison, Arkansas Public Media.